Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 63 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Judge McGinnis felt like it was not necessary for him to issue a warrant for her arrest.
A circuit court judge has been indicted in Bath County.
Police in Martin County offering a reward for information in a weekend crime.
Two people were arrested on drug charges in Floyd County.
Intense storms are headed into our region.
Representative Rocky Adkins is hoping for a blue wave tomorrow.
In sports, Moorhead State faces Kentucky Christian tomorrow night.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Some of the storms could produce a heavy rainfall, low around 54 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A circuit court judge is facing felony charges in Bath County. Judge Beth Mays is facing official misconduct allegations and now has been indicted on criminal charges as well. Mays presides over court in Montgomery, Menifee, Rowan, and Bath counties. She's currently suspended with pay pending the outcome of her case in a separate ethics investigation by the Judicial Conduct Commission. According to the indictment handed down Thursday, Mays faces two counts of second-degree forgery and tampering with public records. Mays' attorney, Thomas Clay, says she was denied the opportunity to testify in front of the grand jury.
I would like to comment on the indictment. We're very sorry to see that indictment. I wish the grand jury had honored our request that Judge Mays be allowed to testify, because if she'd gotten to tell her side of the story to the grand jury, they may not have indicted her.
Mays is scheduled to appear in Bath Circuit Court on December 6th for a motion hour.
A local business in Martin County was found shot up Saturday morning. WYMT reports the Martin County Sheriff says the shooting likely happened between 2 and 5 a.m. on Saturday. The owner of Little Country Market didn't see the damage until he arrived to open the store. The owner says an act like this isn't exclusive to bigger communities.
It's anywhere you've got a drug problem, then you've got this type of problem. And, the biggest thing is not knowing the reason behind it.
Martin County Police are offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of those responsible. Anyone with information is urged to call the Martin County Sheriff's Office at 606-298-2828.
A man took a plea deal over the weekend before his trial was supposed to start Monday in Floyd County. According to WYMT, Robert Powers pleaded guilty to second-degree assault of a police officer, second-degree wanton endangerment, being a persistent felony offender, first-degree fleeing or evading a police, and possession of a handgun by a convicted felon. In October of 2015, police say Powers ran from police and then shot Officer Adam Dixon in the chest. Dixon credits a single button for saving his life. Floyd County Commonwealth's attorney Brent Turner said he is recommending Powers spend 20 years behind bars. He also said Dixon agreed with that recommendation. A sentencing date has not yet been released.
Kentucky State Police are investigating a fatal crash in Martin County. WSAZ reports the crash occurred around 6 p.m. Sunday on KY Route 645. Troopers say the driver, Michael Farrell, lost control of the vehicle, hit an embankment, and was ejected from the car as it overturned. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The crash remains under investigation.
A man was arrested after deputies say he crashed into a house. According to WYMT, the crash occurred around 9 p.m. on Friday off 1223. Deputies say the driver, 49-year-old James Myers, drove off the road in Martin County, hitting a house, a chain-link fence, and stopping when he struck a wooden privacy fence. Deputies have confirmed that Myers was under the influence. He was charged with operating a vehicle under the influence, the first offense. Myers is housed in the Laurel County Detention Center.
Two people were arrested on drug charges in Floyd County. According to WSAZ, police received calls about an intoxicated woman with a gun and a suspicious man in his car on Saturday night near the dollar store on Route 680. When deputies arrived, they found 33-year-old Andrew Parsons and 35-year-old Brandy Conley in the parking lot. The pair was arrested after deputies found meth, oxycodone, a gun, and an undisclosed sum of money in their possession. Conley and Parsons were arrested and charged with trafficking, with Parsons facing an additional possession of charge.
Police are gathering evidence after a Lawrence County business had its windows shattered by a pellet gun. WYMT reports Louisa police received a call Sunday morning reporting the windows of Papa John's had been shot out. Investigators say evidence points to a pellet gun as the weapon of choice. Surveillance footage from a nearby business is also being used to help identify the suspect and their vehicle. Anyone with information about the incident is urged to call 606-638-4058.
Kentucky State Police arrested and charged a man with murder following an altercation at a Madison County gas station. LEX 18 reports 22-year-old Brandon Carl Short admitted he shot another man outside a Marathon station at 1640 Berea Road. Authorities say the shooting happened around 10 p.m. Multiple witnesses saw Short and the other man fighting. Short told police he shot the victim in the face and torso. He is charged with murder and housed in the Madison County Detention Center.
We'll have more of your region's
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
There's some intense weather headed to eastern Kentucky within the next few days. Experts anticipate thunderstorms and strong winds up to 60 miles an hour. Hal Klangenberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Jackson. He says residents should be aware of the possible severity of the weather.
Because the system is going to be fairly strong, it's going to get windy later tonight into tomorrow. There's a potential that some of the thunderstorms could bring some of the strong winds down to ground level and bring some strong winds very late tonight.
Klangenberg also says that people should have an alert system in place in case of a dire emergency.
The state representative for Elliott, Lewis, and Round counties does not have an opponent in the election tomorrow, but that doesn't mean he hasn't been busy. Republicans gained 17 seats in the Kentucky House 2 years ago, and Democrats have been fighting to regain control. Rocky Adkins says he has been campaigning for Democrats running for House seats across the state.
I have never seen more energy across Kentucky in the political arena as I'm seeing right now in my entire political career. So we think that we are very competitive in all of our East Kentucky seats, some of those seats that we're trying to win back that we lost in 2016. We think we have an excellent chance.
Adkins says the people who are motivated to vote this year are those who are most likely to vote for Democrats, and that makes him hopeful for the election. WMKY will be posting live election coverage on our website Tuesday night after the polls close.
Governor Matt Bevin is accusing the tolerant side of the political spectrum of being responsible for attacks on people and threats of violence. WUKY's Josh James spoke with a Republican last week.
Bevin released a video a week ago pointing to a comment under a Democratic Party of Kentucky Facebook post expressing regret that a grenade wasn't tossed at him, President Trump, and others as further evidence of a breakdown in civility. Thursday, the governor told WUKY he sees hypocrisy on the left.
And ironically, the people who are attacking people, the people who are calling for the death of people, the people who are celebrating this are all coming from the tolerant side.
Bevin did not mention any violent comments made by Republicans or the suspected pipe bombs mailed to high-profile critics of the president. Asked whether Trump has a duty to tone down his rhetoric, Bevin said, quote, everyone in America has a responsibility to be as civil as they possibly can. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky is one of four states with a constitution that strips residents with a felony record of the ability to vote for life, leaving roughly 350,000 Kentuckians without a political voice at the polls. A partial pardon from the governor can reinstate this right, but it takes time and can be a laborious effort. Tanya Fogle is a Lexington resident who served out a 10-year sentence. She says it's like being punished twice for the same crime.
It's like a double jeopardy for individuals who have gone to prison and have met all the qualifications to be released, to start their life over. I believe it's a double jeopardy when we come home and we get the shocking news that we have lost our right to vote.
Statistics from the Sentencing Project show that Kentucky's felony voting ban keeps close to 9% of Kentuckians from voting.
Morehead State's Career Service Suit Bank Showdown gets underway today. Career Services provides a selection of professional attire to use as needed for things like job interviews, career fairs, and other professional networking events. They receive the clothes through donation and urge MSU's offices to treat the drive as a competition. Megan Boone is the interim director of Career Services at Morehead State.
We want our students to put their best possible foot forward. So in a lot of situations, it's that first impression and how you look and what you're wearing is just as important as what you say. So we really want our students professionally dressed as they go to interviews and various networking events.
Donations can be dropped off at the Career Service Center in the Camden Carroll Library at MSU. Anyone needing information on the drive or how to acquire professional clothing from Career Services can call 783-2233.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight showers and a possible thunderstorm with a low around 59 degrees. Tomorrow, scattered showers before 7 a.m. and a high near 64. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies with a high near 57. On Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 37. On Thursday, 20% chance of showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 52. And on Thursday night, showers mainly after 11 p.m. with a low around 39. Currently, it is 63 degrees in Morehead, 60 degrees in Flemingsburg, 61 degrees in Maysville and Mount Sterling, 65 degrees in Ashland, 64 degrees in Grayson, 66 degrees in Inez, and 62 degrees in Lexington.
Tomorrow, Kentuckians will have the chance to vote on whether or not to implement a new law in the Commonwealth. Marcy's law aims to grant constitutional rights to the victims of crimes, but there's a lot of ambiguity to the issue. WMKY spoke with Round County Attorney Cecil Watkins to try to get some insight. Tanner Boyd has that story.
Are you in favor of providing constitutional rights to victims of crime, including the right to be treated fairly, with dignity and respect, and the right to be informed and to have a voice in the judicial process? That is exactly how Marcy's Law will be appearing on the ballot for Kentuckians tomorrow. The law has been making its way through states across the country due to a campaign by family members of a murder victim.
It sounds like there was a terrible situation out in California where the victims were not consulted in a case, and this is the family in that case out in California has been pushing us across the nation. It's a no-brainer. You should always have the victim participate, if at all possible, in a case.
That's Rowans County Attorney Cecil Watkins. His office isn't really taking a stance on the bill, but to him, it just sounds like the reiteration of bills passed by the Kentucky General Assembly in 1986.
What's on the ballot? You know, it talks about giving the right to be treated fairly with dignity and respect and the right to be informed and have a voice in judicial process. That's really already in the Victims' Bill of Rights. So that's really already in place. And a good prosecutor should be doing that to begin with, and most I know are.
There are some differences in the bill, however, and that's where the issues seem to lie. Part of the new law mentions getting full restitution to victims in a criminal case. But Watkins says that leaves a lot of things unanswered.
The question's going to come at that point is, what if there's an indigent defendant? While we all know they should pay, we don't know how to get them to pay, and is that going to affect their release or what's going to happen with them? And it also, when it comes to released on bond or when they're arrested, who's going to be notifying the victim in those cases, and how are they going to have that information?
Then he says there is also the issue about what to do when victims are unable to be contacted because they are staying with a relative or at a shelter, among many other possibilities.
A lot of times we'll have assault cases where we subpoena a victim numerous times and try to get them to come to court, and they're actually avoiding us because a lot of time they've got back with the perpetrator. So it doesn't give us a whole lot of guidance on what to do in those particular cases.
Many officials have been confused by various aspects of Marcy's Law in Kentucky, and for that reason, Franklin Circuit Judge Thomas Wingate has ruled it to be unconstitutional. And after speaking with election officers in the county, Watkins is worried there could be a lot of frustrated voters at the polls tomorrow.
It's a little vague what's on the ballot. And if they come in and ask people, so what does this mean? They're not allowed to tell them. So it puts people at a little bit of a disadvantage because you don't want to be advocating for a position. And that's why they're not really allowed to say what it's for and what it, or what it's against, because it could be misinterpreted as electioneering.
Though the bill was ruled unconstitutional, the verdict wasn't made in time to remove Marcy's Law from the ballot. So while votes will be made on the issue, the Secretary of State's office is not permitted to certify the results or make them official until a final ruling from a higher court has been made. For WMKY, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
It's 4:46 and 63 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall, where it is actually 85 degrees this afternoon. But we are still glad to be with you on this Monday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
It's Titans versus Cowboys tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Colton Johnson. Monday Night Football this evening will feature a matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the Dallas Cowboys. Both teams enter the contest at 3-4 on the season. However, the Cowboys will be premiering a recent pickup. Head coach Jason Garrett tells DallasCowboys.com he's excited to see how Amari Cooper works with the team during a game.
You know, a lot of it has to do with understanding, you know, what we call formations, how we call routes, and then understanding the nuance and the detail. He might have done it a certain way somewhere else, but you know, the way we do it here might be a little bit different. That's part of learning and understanding the system and getting a more comprehensive and a deeper feel into what an offensive system is all about. So he's handled all that well. He's a really engaged guy. He's worked very hard at it. So, you know, we anticipate him playing in this ballgame.
Kickoff is set for 8:15 at AT&T Stadium. The undefeated LA Rams are no longer undefeated after falling yesterday to the Saints 45-35 in Louisiana. Despite throwing for 391 yards and three touchdowns, LA QB Jared Goff and the Rams couldn't best the 7-1 New Orleans Saints and the NFL's all-time leading passer Drew Brees. Rams head coach Sean McVay said in a press conference that this loss won't stop the Rams.
We're good. We love it. You know, you find out about yourself when you have a little bit of adversity. And I know that everybody in that locker room is going to respond the right way. Have full confidence in that, Gary. Sometimes setbacks can be setups for comebacks. And that's the way that we look at it. I think, you know, the motivation, the desire to be able to move forward in a positive way is something that, you know, we challenge everybody in that building and our building to be able to do. And can't wait to go back to work, get ready to go for a tough Seattle team and being back at home. So it's a setback, but we're going to respond the right way. Full confidence in that with our coaches and our players.
The Rams pick play back up this Sunday when they take on the Seahawks. Bengals receiver A.J. Green was getting his injured right foot examined today while his teammates returned from a week of rest that helped some of them heal, but not one of their most valuable players on offense. Green hurt his right foot during a 37-34 win over Tampa Bay heading into the bye. As he tried to resolve issues that led safety Rashad Jones to take himself out of a game, Miami Dolphins coach Adam Gase acknowledged that today didn't feel like a typical day after a victory. Gase said Jones will be back in the lineup this week at Green Bay and added that communication problems between defensive coordinator Matt Burke and players need to be addressed. And the Los Angeles Chargers have released kicker Caleb Sturgis and promoted Michael Bagley from the practice squad. Sturgis' release today comes after he missed two extra points and a field goal in Sunday's 25-17 win over Seattle. The 9th-ranked University of Kentucky football Wildcats are now 7-2 after falling to the number 6 Georgia Bulldogs Saturday at Kroger Field. The Bulldogs scored early in the first, setting the pace for the game. UK head coach Mark Stoops said that despite the loss, he thinks the Cats will finish strong.
We always look at it as one-week seasons, but it is a fact as you get towards the end of the year. And as they're, you know, starting to get mentally and physically beat up, that they have to recharge themselves and refocus for these last three games. And so, therefore, I will talk about it briefly, just like when I talk about first half and second half. You know, as you get into this last segment, you know, we'll discuss that briefly, and then we'll get, obviously, on to this week and the things necessary to win this game.
Kentucky takes on Tennessee this Saturday in Knoxville. In high school 4A football action over the weekend, Johnson Central took down Bourbon County 55-7. The Golden Eagles will host Scott County this week. That team is coming off a 38-28 victory over Greenup County Friday. Ashland Blazer took down Holmes at home Friday 48-6. The Tomcats travel to Harrison County this Friday for the second round of playoff action. The Thoroughbreds are coming off a 12-6 victory over East Carter. In 5A action this weekend, Montgomery County beat Dixie Heights 35-28. The Indians are preparing to face Covington Catholic on the road this week. The Colonels shut out Woodford County at home on Friday, scoring 49 points. Kickoff for those games on Friday is set for 7:30. Kentucky says junior guard Brad Calipari will redshirt this season. The 6-foot, 179-pound Calipari, son of Wildcats coach John Calipari, will practice and travel with the team and have two seasons of eligibility remaining. He has 11 points and 5 rebounds in 27 career games with the number 2 Cats, who opened Tuesday against number 4 Duke in Indianapolis. Calipari, a 2-time SEC Academic Honor Roll member, is scheduled to graduate with a communications degree and plans to enter graduate school. And lastly in sports, the Morehead State Basketball Eagles are preparing to take on Kentucky Christian University tomorrow to tip off their 2018-19 season. The Eagles are returning 7 players from last year's 8-21 roster. Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin says this year will be different for him and his team.
I'm significantly more comfortable. You know, my interim year was a bit of a wild year, but it was kind of one of those things where you pick up the pieces and you just kind of run with it and you see what you've got. You know, you kind of had a feel for what I had my interim year with those players. Although our roster depleted, and I think we were down to 9 players for the majority of my interim season, you just kind of had to figure it out. And you kind of had, you didn't have a whole lot of choices. You said, well, it's either A or it's B, which one's the best one for us to do today? And we just kind of figured it out and made the right choices there. It's different when you have 10 new players, you have your own program from day one, and you've got to do the whole thing. So it's a little different when you do that. And I think for us, having so many new players, and we didn't always know what we had last year, and figuring out roles and what guys were capable of doing, what their strengths were. And so 1 year into that, we've got a much better feel for our players. And so for me, it makes me a lot more comfortable, makes me a lot more confident to walk out each day, teach something new with the confidence that they're going to retain it, they're going to be able to go out and execute it. You know, you put in a new play for a guy, and just letting them play free and loose and play confidently. I think that comes from me, and I've got to feel that same way as well.
The Eagles start play tomorrow at home against KCU at 6:05 p.m. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will have a senior celebration for their final home game of the season, hosting Drake on Saturday, November 17th. Kickoff is 1:05 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks mostly rose as Berkshire Hathaway boosted the broader financial sector, but a sharp decline in Apple dented tech shares. And the Dow Industrials did show a gain of 190.87 at 25,461.70. The S&P 500 also showed a nice gain of 15.25, finishing at 2738.31. The Nasdaq was down 28.14 because of the weakness in the big tech names like Apple, and the Nasdaq finished the day at 7328.85. Berkshire Hathaway's Class B shares climbed 4.6% today after the company reported better-than-expected earnings. Financials in general rose 1.6%, while Citigroup and Bank of America gained 2% and almost 1% respectively, and J.P. Morgan was up about 0.75%. The Dow also climbed as Chevron shares jumped nearly 4% to lead the energy sector higher. Chevron rose after a broker upgrade, saying that the company had a compelling free cash flow and valuation. Apple shares fell after an analyst downgrade amid expectations of lower iPhone sales. Shares of chipmaker Qorvo, a key Apple supplier, fell almost 7%. Amazon stock pulled back after President Trump said the administration was looking into antitrust violations committed by the e-commerce giant. Wall Street also looked ahead to the U.S. midterm election scheduled for tomorrow, which could send ripples throughout capital markets. Democrats are expected to regain control of the House while Republicans hold on to a slim majority in the Senate. This outcome is largely seen as positive for markets, since historically U.S. stocks have posted solid gains during government gridlock. In the commodities markets, oil continued its free fall, down 0.6% at $62.78 a barrel. Gold had a very small loss today as it dropped 80 cents, finishing at $1,232.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down modestly, with the Stock 600 index dropping 0.2%. And in Asia, stocks were much actually weaker than in Europe, with the Hang Seng down 2% and the Nikkei finishing down 1.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were IBM and Chevron, while the worst performers were Apple and Goldman Sachs. In the S&P 500, the best performers were EQT Corporation and Cabot Oil and Gas, while the worst performers were Cisco and Activision Blizzard. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up $1.99 at $114.11, Anthem up $1.23 at $269.23, Marathon Petroleum up 27 cents at $69.76, U.S. Bancorp up 29 cents at $52.36, Walmart up $1.55 at $102.89, and AK Steel was down 13 cents to finish at $3.84. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Advisory Council for Adult Education is seeking donations of new books for Storybook Christmas. Books may be left at various locations in Moorhead community throughout November. Contact the MSU Adult Learning Center for more information.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Healthcare in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, November 13th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a free t-shirt.
The Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 13th at the Round County Public Library Conference Room. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend for support and education.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music will host a community square dance at the Round County Arts Center from 7 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, November 14th. Admission is $3 and free to students. Enjoy live music and beginner friendly. All ages and ability levels are welcome.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. We had help from Brian Courtney, Wyatt Melton, Nick, Kadoshis Miller, Chanasty Davis, Naya Andueza, Shaw Marie Mosley, Jack Cottle, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tanner Boyd. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BHNINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.